Aubrey and Chip, weekdays on the Zone FM 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150. This is KZNE, KNDE HD3 and KNDE HD4, K274CM, College Station Bryan.
Humber Jackman, 4 day games today in baseball, and right now, bottom of the first in San Francisco, Giants and Dodgers are scoreless. The Phillies blank the Mets 3-0, while the Cubs down the Reds 5-3, and the Orioles and Blue Jays have been delayed for quite some time due to rain in the Baltimore area. The Orioles in front by a score of 3-0. Still in the first inning, Manny Machado had hit his 32nd home run. Tonight, the Rangers host the Angels in a crucial series in the American League West. 3 games separate the two teams in the race for not only the division, but also a wild card spot. The Rangers currently lead the AL West by 2.5 over the Astros, who are off tonight, and currently hold the second wild card. The Angels 3 games behind the Rangers, just a half game behind Houston for that final playoff berth in the American League. They're coming off a loss to the A's last night. Mike Trout said they need to put it up behind them quickly.
So we came back, we battled. You know, we went down with the fight, and just, you know, we got to go into the series tomorrow and just try to, you know, I've been saying this for the last, you know, week. We got to win every game.
The Steelers host the Ravens to open week 4 of the NFL season, and just as Le'Veon Bell returned from suspension, the Steelers lost quarterback Ben Roethlisberger for at least 4 weeks to a knee injury, so Michael Vick gets the call. Ravens corner Jimmy Smith isn't writing off the 35-year-old quarterback.
All eyes are focused on what they got, what they bring to the table. It's going to be a very tough matchup, even without Ben Roethlisberger. Michael Vick is still very capable of doing running that offense, so we have our hands full.
Ravens still looking for their first win after their first 0-3 start. You can catch the game on CBS and NFL Network with kickoff at 8:25 Eastern. The Bills have officially ruled out LeSean McCoy and Sammy Watkins. Ravens first-round pick Rashad Perriman reportedly out indefinitely after undergoing knee surgery. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Boomer Esiason. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
Patrick Seinert with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by RPLE Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rplepestcontrol.com. The Med invites you to the grand opening of their new Breast Diagnostic Center on Tuesday from 4:30 to 6. The event features tours of the facility, exciting giveaways, and more. Located on the third floor of the East Medical Office Building. Silver Taps will be held at Texas A&M University at 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday in the plaza area in front of the academic building to honor the memory of 3 students who have died. Are you ready for home ownership? Hear from realtor Ethan Brisby on Wednesday at the African American Heritage Museum from 6 to 7:30. Email ethanbrisby@gmail.com for more information. Today sunny and 90, tonight mostly clear and 61. Aggies are home Saturday to take on Mississippi State, and that means you can travel to the game in comfort and style with the Zone Park and Ride with GroundShuttle.com. Listen to the Louie Belina Show from 11 to 2 each day for another chance to win. For more information, visit the events tab at zone1150.com.
Can a Texas realtor help you sell your home? Of course. Is a Texas realtor your go-to source to buy property? You betcha. Will a Texas realtor make you an omelet with salsa fresca? Unlikely. But if you want more office space, need a property manager, want to buy a ranch, get a condo upgrade, downsize, or exchange your duplex for a triplex, a Texas realtor is the professional for you. Just make your own omelet, okay?
Whatever your real estate dream, a Texas realtor can get you there. Find a Texas realtor at texasrealestate.com.
Will a Texas realtor help you negotiate your real estate deal? Absolutely. Is a Texas realtor your best source for accurate real estate info? Unquestionably. Will a Texas realtor show you how to fold an origami penguin? Probably not. But if you want to buy your first home, sell your ranch, get a lake house, lease a warehouse, move downtown, uptown, or out of town, a Texas realtor is the professional for you. You're on your own with the penguin.
Whatever your real estate dream, a Texas realtor can get you there. Find a Texas realtor at texasrealestate.com.
For well over 10 years, Intercon has been telling consumers that vinyl windows are the best option for this climate. Now, there are a number of vendors offering a vinyl solution, but don't be misled. All vinyl windows are not the same. Changing in their windows in your home is a major investment that you only want to do once. Ask to see a sample window and use your common sense. Does the window look and feel solid and substantial? Look at how the window operates. Does it have a continuous balance system or a cheap setup with pulleys and strings? Ask about the U-factor and solar heat gain coefficient, which are standard energy performance metrics. Finally, ask about who will be installing the window and who will be standing behind the warranty. At Intercon, we use the Burris TechView line of windows made to our size specifications installed by Intercon full-time employees. We stand behind our products with industry-leading limited lifetime warranties. Trust your neighbors at Intercon with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Your home for Houston Astros baseball. Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by The Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. Second hour, Kroom. We already made it through 1 hour. Can you even handle it?
Oh, yeah. I can even handle the next half hour.
You think you've got it?
Yep.
Aubrey Bloom, Richard Kroom, we're brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. All the information on tickets for those events and shows, they're at mscopus.org. You can hit us up, 229-1939 is the text line. I'm going to read this one out just because it's an odd text, Kroom. Because, it's not odd like in a bad way necessarily. It's just that this is a rare thing you see. I'm just going to read it, and then we'll break it down.
Okay.
It says, Kyler will not win you games right now. He struggles throwing the ball at the college level right now. You can't win games with your legs alone. Kyle needs to remain the starter for Aggie's sake. Hook him at the end.
Oh.
This is a Texas fan going, but this is why I'm confused, Kroom. It's like no one is saying that Kyler should be starting.
Right.
But he's saying.
Maybe that's why they're a Texas fan. They haven't really kept up with that.
Well, no, I'm just saying,
earlier people thought that maybe, before the season started.
I'm just saying, I just thought it was interesting. It's a Texas fan.
Maybe he's seeing that Kyle's doing well and that wouldn't make sense either. I was going to say he wants Kyler in there.
I think he's just a Texas fan who's just like saying, hey, they got Allen. Stick with the good thing. Don't be wowed by the freshman's ability to make big plays with his legs.
So you think like maybe they're being legit and they're not being
I think it's a legit thing.
Sarcastic about
their. No, I don't think it's sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go along with that.
Yeah, I said it's just an odd. You don't see that often.
Yeah.
Normally, if someone texts us and it says hook 'em or sick 'em or something at the end, they're like, I hope you guys all drown or something. It's not anything nice like that.
Not quite like that, but
I don't know. By the way, someone texted, I retract every negative thing I've ever said about Chris Carter. I don't know what Chris Carter did. Did he do something?
Don't know.
We need more context. The text line is being weird this afternoon, Kroom.
Are we talking? We're talking. There's a lot of Chris Carters. So we're talking. Astros.
I'm assuming it's Astros Chris Carter.
Okay, because he would have probably had the best chance to have done something, and he hit the home run last night.
Yeah.
So they obviously.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you now. I just thought this was like a momentary, did something in the last half hour.
No, that's so. Probably because he hit the home run last night.
Yeah. Well, he did hit a home run last night. And we have an off day today. And it's a good thing we have an off day, Kroom, because, and someone had texted earlier, says the apocalypse is among us. I think they mean upon us, but whatever. Unless the apocalypse is a person, then they can, whatever. It says Astros fans
don't
are cheering
too specific.
For the Rangers. This is not a drill. Yeah, sort of. The thing I'm and correct me if I'm wrong
here. The Angels could.
Tell me if I'm wrong here, Kroom. The deal is the Astros. I think just need one team or the other to sweep the series.
Would be
optimal.
Yeah.
Because if that happens,
they're in for sure.
Then the Astros are in.
Yeah.
But
if they don't get swept.
Right. Yeah. Oh, 4 home runs in 5 games for Carter. There we go. Now we're up to speed. I don't have TV.
I didn't know you'd done that.
I don't have TV in my place, so I can't watch the Astros. I get, like, the alerts on my phone. I haven't been able to watch the last couple games, so I wasn't quite up on my Chris Carter news. That's my apologies. But the thing, Kroom, I'm a little torn here on saying I'm for the Angels or for the Rangers because they could both screw us if they split this thing. If they split, the Astros basically have to sweep, right? They have to win one.
Yeah.
If they the Astros
are in good position for two reasons. One, the Rangers and Angels are playing each other, and for the second reason is Houston's playing Arizona.
Yeah, who has nothing to play for.
Which has nothing to play for and isn't very good in the first place.
Just go ahead and cash it in. Yeah. Just take off the next couple days. Let some fans play.
Oh, if you're Arizona, you're telling them. Arizona to do that.
If you're Arizona, let some fans come in and play.
Yeah, see, Arizona's not well below 500, but below 500.
Yeah, they're not like the worst team in the NL.
My team handles that position.
I don't like that the Astros. I'm not a huge fan of interleague play anyway. It's weird. I don't like it.
I don't like
that the Astros finish against an NL League team, but especially in an NL ballpark. Like Scott Kazmir could be batting for the postseason or something.
Right. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I agree with you totally there. There should, and I know it can't work out that way though. I mean, there's got to be one interleague, but
put it in the AL ballpark.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. The Astros' whole season is going to come down to like a Dallas Keuchel at bat. I don't know the pitching rotation for this weekend, but it's going to be, you know, someone who hasn't batted all season.
Or they have to pinch hit for Dallas Keuchel.
Luke Gregerson is going to be in trying to stretch out a save because Pat Neshek can't do anything right now. And he's going to have to hold up for some. I don't know. I don't like it. But drama, Kroom. That's all I wanted. And I started to say this in the last segment of the first hour. All I ever wanted from the Astros, all I want any year, is to get into October and me still be interested. Because then you've carried us into the heart of football season, and they've done that. That's all I can ask for. So they've done at least that.
Well, you need to ask for a little bit more then if you want to see them make the playoffs.
Well, next year I'm asking for more. But this year, this was above expected.
You're so close, you want a little more. I mean, I know that sounds greedy, but...
I want more, but I'm saying, you know, you can't... I'm not going to be, like, in a raging fit.
If it doesn't happen?
Yeah. It'll be disappointing, especially because they're, like, 10-17 in September or whatever it was. I mean, if they were even that good. But I don't know. And that's the whole thing. It comes down to this Angels-Rangers series where someone has to lose, but someone has to win every game. And I don't know. It's going to be...
Well, the other thing is Minnesota's not out of it, are they? I mean, I know they're a game behind everything, but if they won every game they have left, it would put pressure on the other teams.
Yeah, Minnesota is 2.5 back of Houston, so they'll be two back.
Are they that far back?
I think so. I think they would be two back after today if they win, because the Astros are off today. So I think either the Angels have to lose three times, or the Astros have to lose three times, or I guess the Rangers could lose four times or whatever for the Angels to get in there. The Astros would be pretty bad. I mean, the thing is, there's still a good chance the Astros could get in no matter what happens in the Rangers-Angels series if they can beat the Diamondbacks. But I don't like it, Kroom. It's too nerve-wracking. Not a fan.
Well, you just said you want them to be...
No, I do like it, but I'm just saying it's stressful. It's been a long...
You said you wanted them to be...
It's too long since I've had
prominent
Astros
in October. Now you're saying that it's stressful for you.
By the way, we guaranteed on opening day... we didn't guarantee, but we said on opening day that if the Astros make the postseason, we'll do a radio show at Northgate. We've done no planning for that. If they do happen to make it and are playing a wild card game next week or divisional game, who knows, however that schedule works out, we've done no planning. We don't know what we'll be doing. We'll find a way to do it, I imagine, because we said we would. Whether it's me calling in from Northgate or...
Well, here's the other problem, though. If they played in the afternoon, we wouldn't even be on the air.
No, that's fine. That'd be even better in my mind. We'll just watch the game with people at Northgate. That's even better.
Yeah, there you go.
So, don't worry. We haven't forgotten that we made that bet. We have done no planning.
I had forgotten. I didn't even remember that we made one like that.
Well, it was me and Primo on opening day.
Okay.
Because I was giving the guys...
Yeah, Primo's... Depending on who's winning, a Houston or a Texas fan.
He's both.
Yeah, I know he is.
Minnesota's 1.5 back is what somebody texted.
Yeah, that's what I had him at.
You have your own.
Well, I got the standings right in front of me. except for the fact that the standings don't have Houston's game from last
night.
Right.
That's why I didn't know for sure. I thought they were a little bit whatever. Anyway, no, because on opening day I made fun of the guys because they, you know, on opening day everyone like talks themselves into whatever. They had the whole like 3 hour long pregame show on Root Sports, and the guys were like, you know, if a couple of things break our way, I think this could be a year that we're in the, you know, the little hosts. They're like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be in the mix for the wild card. I was like, oh, come on. So then on opening day, we had joked, like, if the Astros are in the postseason, we'll do this show from Northgate. So.
Well, you've got some teams that, you know, didn't show up this year. Teams like the Red Sox.
We will have an issue on if they're in the wild card single game, does that count?
It does in the bet I made with somebody because Chicago made that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't really talked about that yet.
The Cubs made that, and that counted as a playoff, so I lost a bet.
Well, see, I don't know if that's going to count or not. Me and Primo will discuss. We'll come up with something. We'll tell you tomorrow whether or not that's going to count. But, Kroom, it's October 1st, and the Astros are still in it. That's all you can
say. Baseball definitely got what they wanted with the extra playoff. That's for sure. In the American League this year. Because, I mean, they'd even have a race without that. But when you've got three or four teams looking for two spots.
Are we going to have like a – because I remember in Kyle Field back in like 04, 05, they would put up the score of the Astros and the Rangers like when they were – well, I guess the Astros then, the Rangers weren't. Mm-hmm. But they put up the Astros scores as they were getting close to the playoffs. So I wonder if we're going to see that – Saturday. In fact, the Rangers-Angels game will already be done by the time A&M plays. So we'll already know what the Astros need to do that night. And with only one game remaining, I don't know. It's going to be close. It's going to be tight. Kroom can't handle it. I'm already stressed out.
You want it, and yet you're stressed out.
I know. I'm freaking out.
You want to be stressed out.
Never mind. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll get Coach G, see what he's up to, see what his thoughts are, and see how they're planning on bouncing back from a little bit of a, I don't want to say a disappointing week, but kind of a speed bump.
I would say they would say disappointing when it hasn't happened in so many years.
Yeah, well, we'll get his thoughts when we come back. 229-1929 if you want to hit us up. It's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Ice cold, Coors Light.
Two here.
Coming. You know, strolling these aisles, I've seen it all. Jaw droppers, nail biters. Up close, it gives you goosebumps.
Come on, hop in.
Now you want to feel the gridiron thrills in person? If you're a fan of Rocky Mountain Refreshment, you just might. Enter Coors Light's 2015 football sweepstakes. You win. Coors Light jets you and three pals to a game day of all game days. The sights, the sounds, the encased meats. It's pigskin paradise. They're handing off prizes every week all season long. Just grab Coors Light in the beer aisle. Send a photo of the receipt and you could be dancing in these aisles. Coors Light here, born in the Rockies.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Visit CoorsLightGameReady.com for official rules including entry instructions and deadlines, odds, prizes, restrictions, and for details to enter without purchase. Ends 1-8-16 at 11:59:59 p.m. Central. Entry period deadlines for select prizes may apply. Entry for grand prize mention must be submitted by 10-25-15. Must be legal resident of 50 USDC, 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility. Remember, 21 means 21.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Rudy's Barbecue, and Garland Shelton Imports.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
in conjunction with the 13th Annual Surviving and Thriving Lunch brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center, featuring Joan London, sponsored by Kay and Britt Rice. Pink Alliance is excited that October 8th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants, and 10% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
Football fans, learn how you can win a chance for your child to be the Texas A&M kickoff kid by visiting academy.com/Aggies. A new winner will be chosen for each home game, so enter early at academy.com/Aggies for your best chance to win. No purchase necessary. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud corporate partner of Texas A&M Athletics.
The right stuff, the low price, every day.
Your home for fighting Texas Aggie football. Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
Powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Richard Kroom. Trying to get Coach G on the phone. He was on, was it Louis' show? He was on someone's show earlier, too. So we know his phone's working, Kroom. So we'll see. We'll see if we can round him up, get him on here. But for now, Kroom, they got to, you know, not that it's must win or anything, but they want to bounce back here after a, kind of a rough week.
Yeah, they lost 2 games, 2-1. We're up in the first one, and then surrendered 2 goals and then gave up the first 2 goals of the next game. So they talked about how they hadn't lost 2 games in league play for almost 7 years, I think it was.
Back to back.
Yeah, back to back, and hadn't lost back to back games in league play for like 7 years. I'd like to know the last time they surrendered 4 straight goals, you know, 4 unanswered goals too. So maybe I should ask Thomas that one.
But, yeah, you might want to ask the SID right. for soccer.
But yeah, so this is a big game for them, and I think Mississippi State comes in a little bit better than most people had thought they would be and have been in the past. So it's no gimme. One reason I wanted them on the wanted to talk to G was one of the questions would have been, you know, a lot of weekends they play 2 games. This weekend they just play 1.
Yeah.
Was this the perfect time to just have that 1? Especially if you could win it, because then you can also, you know, you can get a little more teamwork in together, practice work, you know, and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, especially because the
and
one is
you can get healthier and things like that.
Well, and the one is at home. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
So you're getting a lot of rest.
Right. Even though you only play 1, if the 1 was on the road, that still, you know, takes up 2 games, mm-hmm. 2 days and all mm-hmm. this kind of stuff. But with it being at home, you would think that wouldn't be the case. But
and, of course, we want to know if Emily Bates is feeling better. One of their top players who's been out for a while.
Well, not going to know. It's all going to be a secret, Kroom.
It is. That's his plan.
Yeah?
His plan is not to be on the air with us so that you have to go to the game Friday night and find these things out.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, this is a Mississippi State weekend. Tomorrow night, yep. The soccer team takes on Mississippi State. That one is at 7 o'clock over there at the soccer stadium. And like you said, that's their only game here this week. But couldn't get him on the phone. We couldn't get Corbelli on the phone on Tuesday either. We had some bad
Ooh.
Luck. I'm blaming the phones.
Yeah, but you know what? You might want to blame the losses because they were both following losses.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
I don't like it. No,
although G was, like you said, G was on earlier. So
well, and they said Tuesday he was going to be on. So just, you know,
Lori might have been traveling Tuesday.
Yeah,
because well, they were in Auburn Wednesday.
Well, right? It happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not calling anyone.
No, you're not calling them out. Are
no,
you?
They always come on.
They're good to us. They're good to us.
Yeah,
and
no doubt.
And we like them.
Kroom. Someone texted, if the Rangers win 1 game, they clinch a playoff spot, eliminating the Angels from the division race. I don't care. This isn't about the Rangers or the Angels. It's about the Astros. I want to know what can benefit the Astros the most. And that is one team or the other. I really don't care which one.
Yeah, but the Rangers, that's true with the Rangers, but people Astros fans especially want the Rangers to win more than.
I'll be honest, I'd rather the Angels win all four games. If the Astros aren't going to make it, if the Astros aren't going to win the division, then I don't want the Rangers to win it either. So I know that's very petty.
Because actually Houston's in a good spot to make the playoff, but they're not in a good spot to win the division.
Well, probably.
True, because, I mean, like you just said, the Rangers win one, then they're in. If the Angels sweep, then they're probably going to be in because the Astros would have to sweep as
well.
Well,
it's a four-game series, so, though, is the thing. The Astros are only have three games left. So, I don't know. We'll see. Tonight's game, if the Angels win the first one, then we'll sort it out from there. If the Rangers win the first one, then obviously you want the Rangers to win the rest of them. So, with the Astros have nothing to say about it tonight. Yeah. We'll wait until tomorrow
and
decide.
You and Primo can talk it out tomorrow. You Astros fans can talk it out tomorrow.
I already got on about being the going two ways thing. I said that was fine before it's not fine, but it's at least more fine when they were in separate leagues.
Oh, to like both?
Yeah.
But now they're in the same division, you can't like both.
No, it's against the rules.
I know, I've got the experience with that because growing up in Colorado, we didn't have a team. So I was a big Dodgers fan, and then when the Rockies came along, you know, they're in the same division as the Dodgers, and, the Dodgers kind of lost a little bit of emphasis with me.
Well, you got to pick one or the other. You can't.
That's what I'm saying. So I kind of have an experience with that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Kroom. And look, I'm sympathetic to the want to pick up multiple teams because I've got weird – my favorite teams are from all over the country. So I get how you could have some weird allegiances, but you can't like two teams in the same division. Mm-hmm. That is just against the rules.
It's like liking the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Ugh! And I don't like either team. That makes me sick just thinking about a person that likes
You can hate everybody in the division. You just can't like everybody in the division.
Oh, I hate everyone
in that
division. That's
the way you look at that one.
You know a division has a lot of hateable teams when I'm like, the Giants aren't so bad. You know, like the Giants are the most likable team to me.
I know, it's almost like if you're not one of those Eastern Division fans in the NFC East, you can't stand any of them.
Right. I will say, as a confessed Cowboys hater, I've sort of come full circle on Dallas in that I don't truly hate – like, I don't want them to lose every game anymore because I have some of my best friends are massive Cowboys fans. And seeing them, like, do just good enough, like, to get their hopes and dreams up is, like, endlessly entertaining.
And just good enough to keep Garrett and – so if they did really, really bad, then those that don't want Garrett there, you could finally say, yeah,
care
get
about
rid
all
of
that.
You don't
it's
care about
just,
that?
No, I like them in the playoffs. I'll be honest. It makes the playoffs more entertaining. I don't want them to win the Super Bowl, but I like them in the playoffs just because, I mean, everyone loses their minds. I mean, it's the Cowboys. And I know that there's a lot of pro sports teams in this state now, but that is still the one that, you know, I is almost.
That'd be a good question for you. You're right. The Cowboys are Texas's sports team.
Yeah, I would say
who's the second one though? There's your question.
Okay.
Who would be the second team?
Most
Texas team.
Well, now you're getting into a weird gray area. Is it what's the team with the second most fans? Because the Cowboys clearly would have the most fans. So is it the team with the second most fans, or is it the team whose other fan bases don't hate as much? You get what I'm saying here?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm talking,
because by sheer numbers, it's
like
probably the Mavericks.
If you're one of those people that likes all the Texas teams because you're a Texan or whatever, if you want to see the Cowboys win, if the Cowboys can't win, what team would you want to see next win?
Well, you mean, I thought you were going completely different way. I thought you meant of all of the sports teams in Texas, who is number two behind the Cowboys, but you mean in football.
No, I mean in pro. I mean in pro
sports.
Okay,
reword the question. I'm confused by what you're asking me, Kroom.
What's the second favorite team of Texans? Of Texans. Second favorite Texas team of Texans.
But see, because
knowing the Cowboys are number one.
I think you get into a bizarre area, though, where your next team is going to have to be the team that the fewest people hate and also a lot of people like. My example here is by sheer numbers, it's probably the Rangers or the Mavericks because the Dallas DME, like the metro area, is so much bigger than all the others in Texas. There's way more people in the metroplex than there are in any other area of Texas.
But don't you think like the Spurs have gathered quite.
Well, this is what I was going to say. To me, it would sort of be
titles.
That's why I said you've got a weird area here, because if it's just the most fans, it's probably the Rangers or Mavericks. But if it's a combination of who has a lot of fans and fans of other teams don't mind so much, it's probably San Antonio, because Rockets and Mavericks fans absolutely hate each other. But I think, and I think that they would each rather San Antonio beat the other one than the other one win. Like, if it was Mavs, Spurs, Rockets fans are probably for the Spurs.
Right.
And if it's Spurs, Rockets, Mavs fans are probably also for the Spurs. So, again, that's where I'm going to. But for the most fans, it's probably the Rangers or the Mavericks.
I would have agreed with you up to a certain extent on that, but I think now the Spurs have won so much, I think Rockets and Mavs fans would rather not see them win much anymore.
Not at the expense of the other one.
Mm, okay.
They both would hope the Spurs would lose in the Western Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. But if the Western Conference Finals was Spurs versus other, they would have the Spurs, I think. Now, I don't know that because I'm not a fan of either team.
Well, that's why
I'm not as plugged in.
I actually think that's a pretty good question.
But my guess is it would be San Antonio. That's the thing. They don't have as many fans. And, in fact, all of the Houston team, even the Texans, would probably dwarf the Spurs as far as number of fans. But you have your true Texans haters. You know, Cowboys fans are never going to want the Texans. Well, I don't know. I take that back. The Cowboys fans might be so passive towards the Texans that they're okay with them winning every now and then.
And here's another. And I know that people don't like hockey, but the Dallas Stars are the only hockey team.
Yeah, no one cares.
So, like a Texas thing where, okay,
no.
I want the Stars to win?
Well, sure. If you're going to watch the Stanley Cup Finals, you'd rather – if someone said to every Texan, you're going to be locked in a room and have to watch the Stanley Cup Finals, then, yeah, they would want the Stars to win. But I think the average Texas fan would rather their local high school win the state title than the Stars win. I mean, not even blinking, that would be the case.
That's what we should do. Put out a poll. Put out a poll.
By the way, the Texters, 2 for 2 so far on the Spurs.
2 for 2 for the Spurs,
yeah.
As the second favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
See, I kind of go along with that.
But like I said, though, it's because of their lack of haters, as much as it is the number of fans they actually have. So, I think that helps. The lack of haters is key here, Chris.
I guess the way you could ask that question is if you got 100 neutral type Texans.
By the way, someone else texted Spurs. That's from a 210 area code, though, so I'm not counting that one. Your vote doesn't count.
But I guess a good way to ask that question would be like, okay, what team would you want to see win a world championship other than the Cowboys from Texas?
Well,
see,
no.
If you worded it that way, what team would it be?
Well, then it's just going to be the team with the most fans, which is either going to be the Mavericks or it's going to be the Rangers. My gut says it's probably the Rangers, just because there's only two baseball teams in Texas. So it's going to be the Rangers. They have more fans than anyone else, I would imagine. So. But Astros fans, and that's the thing, though, if you tie in the haters, Astros fans would rather almost anybody, but maybe the Cardinals and Angels, win a World Series. Well, the Cardinals, probably not the Angels anymore, than the Rangers win a World Series. But to me, like, the other fans, if the Spurs win a title, they're like, ah, they always win anyway. You know, and there's also sort of a, and this only applies, by the way, to the current Spurs, because there's sort of like a...
Delving too deeply
No, I'm not, though, because I'm not a Spurs fan, but because I think everyone sort of likes Tim Duncan to at least some extent, and then Monta Ginobili as well, and Tony Parker.
Yeah, I think so, Tim Duncan's become like, to me, I couldn't stand Larry Bird when he was first with the Celtics.
Yeah,
but
as
time went on, I just kind of got to respect. It was more out of respect.
I think that's what's happened
with Duncan, too. Although I think more people didn't like Bird than didn't like Duncan.
The Rockets fans would rather the NBA Finals not happen than for Chandler Parsons to win a title with the Mavericks, I would imagine.
Well, and that's because of one thing,
right,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking at the moment.
Yeah.
By the way, that's like 4 more votes for the Spurs, one of them from an 830 number, though, so I'm not counting that one either. That's just outside of San Antonio.
Is it?
Yeah. That's the Kerrville area, so I knew that one. And then someone asked, can A&M win a national championship if Kyle Allen stays another 2 years? Sure.
Sure, yeah.
Why not?
I mean, this team's doing well.
I'm not saying they will, but they could. I mean, they could win one this year, for all we know.
With that schedule on their side, And next year's the team that's, everyone's really looking forward to.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right, that's going to do it for this part of the show. Going to a break. When we come back, time for the high school report. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle. Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the last day of the federal government's fiscal year, Congress scrambled again to approve another continuing resolution. Another vote from Congressman Bill Flores yesterday was legislation requiring victims of terrorism supported by Iranians to be paid before the president can remove economic sanctions.
Iranians have been supporting Hamas and Hezbollah for decades, and those organizations have killed dozens of Americans, and there are $43 billion in judgments against the Iranians for their support of these terrorist activities that haven't been paid. And so what this bill says is that the president cannot lift the sanctions against Iran, the economic sanctions, until such time as
we've got a new
those judgments
number for
have
the
been satisfied. Yeah.
Flores says more information is available on his Facebook and Twitter accounts. The turf grass producers of Texas have signed a license agreement with Texas A&M for a new variety of St. Augustine grass. Tam Star was the leading performer in its five-state evaluation program with high drought tolerance and disease resistence. State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says Nature has slowed the release process.
Originally, they were going to release it, you know, this fall, but because we had such a wet year, probably not going to have any until next spring.
The turf grass producers hold the rights to the grass in Texas and will sublicense it to members of the St. Augustine Research Group at A&M. A local icon is moving. At lunchtime today, the Miller High Life sign in South College Station took a trip up Highway 6 to its new home in North Bryan. Kristen Distributing Company is relocating the nearly 20-year-old Welcome to Aggieland sign to their new site at 8301 North Highway 6. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
October is here, but Halloween isn't till the 31st. But Rattlers has goodies for you every day, like Goodness Knows bars, two for only $3. Grab any size coffee or cappuccino to go with that for only 79 cents. Rattlers has in-store specials all the time, from hot dogs and chips to soft drinks. Make sure to stop by Rattlers on your way home from work and pick up any 12-pack from the fine families of beer, from Bud, Miller, and Coors, for only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Tickets are now available for this year's Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Head out to the Brazos County Expo October 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's fun for all with the carnival, rodeo, awesome concerts, shopping, high-flying canines, livestock shows, a tailgate area, and more. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
In conjunction with the 13th Annual Surviving and Thriving Lunch, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center, featuring Joan London, sponsored by Kay and Britt Rice, Pink Alliance is excited that October 8th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants, and 10% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
No one wants to deal with the hassle of game day traffic, so let The Zone take care of you this Saturday with The Zone Park and Ride, presented by GroundShuttle.com. Winners will be chauffeured to Kyle Field and dropped off in plenty of time to see the Aggs beat the hell out of Mississippi State. Following the final whistle, you'll be picked back up and dropped off safely at your vehicle. We'll even throw in a nice goodie bag to remember us by. Now to win, listen to the Louis Bellina Show from 11 to 2 every weekday, Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The Zone Park and Ride is made possible by our friends over at GroundShuttle.com.
Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. David, what are the youth doing? Volleyballing? Playing volleyball. Yeah, they sure are. And we've got Bill Reynolds, Bill, what is your title? Is it assistant head coach with the Rudder Lady Rangers?
Are you there, Bill?
Well, it helps if I click him on there.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. How about that, Bill? What is your title with their assistant head coach? Am I right about that?
I've been dubbed the associate head coach, which is a very flowery title, but all that means is like I get to do some things.
Yeah, you work like crazy, and but you get a good title to go with it. That's
I do have a good title. Jackie does all the hard work. I get to do the fun stuff between the two of us.
Well, we contacted Jackie Pence today, and like Aubrey on Monday, her voice is out right now, and so you're hanging in here, but it's a pretty big weekend heading into Friday night, because you guys got not only have maybe one of the best matches around the area, you also have a fundraiser for Dig Pink, and that's always a special night when you have that going. Let's talk about the match first, with College Station coming to town, because you had to know, as long as you kept winning, somebody was going to be there waiting for you, and here you are just right at the break, and College Station is the other undefeated team in the district.
Yeah, going into this season, we knew how crazy our district is. I mean, on any given night, you know, we were five deep as far as the strength of the number of teams in our district, and it could have gone anyway, any given night last season. And going into this season, we knew that any given night, once again, any one of these teams could beat up on each other. So the fact that we are going into tomorrow night's match with College Station, both of us undefeated in district, this will wrap up the first half of district, but we're going to see them again, you know. So we can't, no matter what happens tomorrow night, we can't take too much out of tomorrow night, because we're going to face them again. So we're just going to, you know, keep the pedal to the metal in our practices and make sure we keep them hungry.
Well, the thing is, you guys went in with the goal of winning the district this year, which made perfect sense. You had enough people back, a lot of people back from a team that went to the regional finals last year. It had to be a goal. You and I talked last night. We were both out at a restaurant when they had the get-together for the College Station Rudder football thing.
Yes.
And which was actually a pretty cool thing, too, as well. But we talked about that. You know, you really can't get comfortable. You had to fight your way in last year when it looked like at one time you might be okay.
Yeah, the thing about last season, the fact that we had an experience where we had to fight our way in, that taught our girls that, one, you don't ever quit, you got to persevere, you got to persist, and then the other part of that was, you know, we don't want to put ourselves in a situation where right down to the wire we're having to, cross our fingers and hope certain things turn out. We wanted to be the master for their own destiny this season. And, that's one of them in our focus. Is as any coach will tell you, no matter what sport, you have to set some team goals. But bottom line is it's the kind of work that you do in practices, you know, keeping each other's motivated, pushing each other, and making sure that you don't get complacent. If you're too successful, you got to keep them hungry. If you're not doing well, you got to keep them motivated to try a little bit harder than what they're doing, and maybe make some adjustments on the coaching side of things. So it's been a great experience with this group of girls for the last 2 years, and we got, you know, fortunately we have a lot of these kids returning next season. So all these experiences all add up to a lot of wisdom. So.
Well, it's great. You said last night you guys kind of caught lightning in a bottle a year ago, but keeping that lightning in the bottle is the key. And building from what you achieved last year. I saw you at the beginning, fairly early in the year. I didn't see you in the early tournament season, but I saw you fairly early in the year. And I told everybody that would listen to me that I thought you were better at that time than you were in the regional finals. Now, it's hard to keep that going, but people are recognizing that with the state ranking, and people have a pretty good idea of the quality of folks that you played as well.
Yeah, that's true, that was a wonderful compliment you paid us as far as where we picking up where we left off and being a lot stronger early in the season than where we left off. And the trick to that is, this is one of the things that I've learned in club, is that you got to think, you got to think about the end game. You got to make sure that you're not satisfied with the things that your kids are able to do. So you want to push the envelope as far as spreading the offense out, maybe being more proficient or efficient at certain, you know, play sets and making sure you're getting personnel in there, getting some experience. So it's a constant struggle. As coaches, we can't be satisfied with where we're at in the practice, in the gyms, and we can't be satisfied with what we're doing on the court. So team goals are huge for us, and that's something our kids are really taking into.
All right, we mentioned the Dig Pink game, and I'll bet when you set this, you had no idea this match was going to be this important, but you're going to have a lot of people there for this, I think. So it's probably a win-win deal if it works out to be the big match. A lot of people show up, and it is a really nice fundraiser as well.
It's a great fundraiser, and the fact that it's College Station that has been willing to be part of this, and we're hosting them, we couldn't be more excited. We know that they have a solid, strong, rowdy fan base, and they do a lot of things right over there, and their student body is a part of that. So the fact that we've had great success with our Dig Pink matches in the past, and the fact that we've had great fundraising events going on with that, with the structure of our match tomorrow night, the fact that they can share in that experience I'm happy for our program. I'm happy for the Side Out Foundation and the Dig Pink breast cancer awareness. I think it's a great thing for our community to get behind, and it's awesome to see all the pink around and the support from our student body. And we before you called, we had some staff members looking for some shirts, and we are 100% sold out of our t-shirts.
Wow.
Now, wow. It's great.
That's great. You'll still, I assume, take contributions at the game if people want to contribute to what's a really good cause. And it's my understanding this is going locally. Now, you're not talking about money that's been shipped off somewhere, right?
Actually, no. That's with Coach Compton. He's
he's
got something going.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's doing the local community, the Pink Alliance, and what we've done. The Side Out Foundation is a volleyball organization that it actually started with a volleyball coach whose mother was diagnosed. So that's how it got. The history of the Side Out Foundation, it's great, but it is specific to volleyball. But as far as the way we incorporate the donations from the fans is we have in the second set of our match tomorrow night, anytime a player from our school or theirs gets a kill, that's anytime they attack and scores a point, our announcer, our wonderful announcer, voice of Rudder Volleyball, Brad King, will announce kill Rudder or kill College Station. And so at that point, we'll have some sub-varsity players in the stands on both sides with pink buckets where people can donate whatever they can. We're talking, we're happy with pennies, nickels, dimes, whatever they can afford. If they got some folding money, that'd be great. But every little bit helps, and we're only doing that for the second set. And it's not just on the Rudder side. It's also on the College Station side.
All right,
so.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen College Station play. Lost you there for a moment. You still there, Bill?
Yes, it was just a
okay.
End of the day bell.
All right. Well, wasn't just the bell on our end. We got all kinds of extra stuff to go along with it. But you're the associate head coach, but I would recommend some of those short sets and that back set on that slide play, because you guys get a lot of kills off that.
We got to mix it up. College Station is such a talented group of young ladies, and they've got a very, very, very established coach.
Yeah, and they're scouting what I just said. You don't have to worry about that. That's not happening. So they're a lot smarter than that at College Station.
We got to keep on our toes. I mean, they're never a program that you can take lightly, and we definitely don't do that. Their guns are going to be blazing.
All right, you're going to get this thing started, as you do in just about every one in district. You'll start at 6 o'clock, so you got time actually to go there and check at least a portion of this out, right, and before the people make the move. Am I correct? Is this a 6 o'clock start for this?
Yeah, our varsity match starts at 6. Our sub-varsities, our JV and our freshman A team will start at 5, and varsity and freshman B will be playing at 6 o'clock. So this place will be hopping tomorrow night. And then... Yeah.
And then after that, go over and watch the football game, right?
Yeah, actually, it's nonstop. We have we got kids going over to the football game, but we also have to kind of quickly set up for a freshman BT tournament we've got going on tomorrow. So, yeah, we've no rest.
Well, there's not going to be any rest the rest of district as well. I was looking down your schedule. You'll play A&M Consolidated to open the second half, and you'll get them at home. But then you go three away games, and a couple of them are pretty good road trips. You go to Willis and to Livingston. One of them is Bryan in between. But the schedule, it's been odd for the last few years, it seems like, in this district, but in whatever district you've been in. You hit a few home games, and you hit a few away games.
Yeah, last year it was the way it worked out, the way it's scheduled, is that we were on the road in the first half quite a bit, and which meant this year we were able to stay home for the first bit. So anytime you've got a great crowd like what we have, and I know Brian's got a great crowd, Consol and College Station, they've all got great home crowds. Anytime you can kind of get that home court advantage, that's great. So the fact that we've been going in the second half, we've got a little momentum, regardless of what happens tomorrow night, we've got to maintain that mentality, that attitude. Whether it's their gym or our gym, we just got to play a good game on our side of the net.
All right,
take care of our business.
We mentioned the state ranking, and I don't think the state ranking's a bad thing. I think that's always a good thing. That means somebody thinks you're good, but I think it is something you have to address with the team. I mean, what was your take when you guys started showing up in the state ranking each week?
Well, you know, it's a compliment, and a lot of those teams that are in the top 10, top 25, we faced in tournaments. You know, that North Texas area is just ridiculous volleyball. It's just been that way, whether it's high school or club. Houston is no slouch either, but we were able to face a lot of those teams up there. With that said, and including the Austin area. With that said, as far as rankings go, I mean, while it's a compliment, you can't. That's not going to get you to the state tournament. That's not going to get you to playoffs. That's not going to get you through playoffs. So while it's a compliment and you can use it for, you know, promoting this and getting some of your fans that aren't knowledgeable about volleyball, they may not know the sport, but they know, hey, our team's ranked, you know, such and such. That's helpful in that regard. But, you know, anybody that knows this sport or any kind of, you know, where rankings come to play, bottom line is you got to show up to play. And, you know, that ranking is not going to help us win our district. That ranking is not going to help us, with seeding in the playoffs. You got to show up and play. I mean, you know, going into with the playoffs last season, and we talked about this last night, we just kind of squeaked into the playoffs and we faced the number one team out of another district. Well, on paper, you know, they should win. On paper, you know, they were the top team and we were just, you know, got in by the skin of our teeth, but our district actually dominated, and we were one of the teams that dominated that other district. So the numbers are numbers, rankings are rankings, but you got to show up to play.
Okay, any special jerseys for Dig Pink or T-shirts or anything that you guys are wearing? I know we can't buy one now, but what are your thoughts? What are you guys going to do?
Well, you know, in our program, we like to do all the fun stuff. It doesn't matter what it is. We like to do the fun stuff, and we approached UIL with that question about being able to wear, you know, pink jerseys and things like that. And they actually nixed that. They said it's, you know, so, you know, maybe one day if we keep kind of some pressure on them, they'll allow us to do some fun stuff for a good cause. But no, our kids are going to do some pink accents in their uniforms, but not, you know, as far as, you know, we're going to rep the green, we're going to rep the school colors and things like that. But the gym will definitely have a lot of pink going on. We have some great team mothers that do a great job decorating and putting all kinds of things up for events like this.
All right, ought to be fun. Ought to be a big crowd, and we recommend you make the trip out to Rudder to the Armory because it's a great place to watch volleyball. You can even—I'll be at a football game, so they can even have my seat up in the corner where I sit up in the at the top of the gym. So,
absolutely.
So, if you want to sell that and decorate it in pink, I'm okay with that. Okay, Bill.
Okay, we'll make sure to do that.
Like anybody would want to sit there, but hey, Bill, thanks so much. That's Bill Reynolds, the associate head coach for Rudder. They have a big one with College Station coming into town to take on the Rudder Lady Rangers, and it is the halfway point in District 18-5A.
Yeah, there you go. Should be a fun one.
Yep, should be.
All right, that is tonight's high school report. Well, today's high school report for tonight's action, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Walking, running, jumping, stretching, pulling, pushing. Any repetitive motion can cause wear and damage to your body. Using advanced diagnostic equipment and computerized technologies, the orthopedic sports medicine physicians and therapists at Scott & White Healthcare can treat all of your sports injuries, no matter how complex. Don't get sidelined by injuries. Pursue your passion in top form. Visit sportsmedicine.sw.org for more information.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value.
placement on all kinds of glass. You can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hi, Gabe Bach here from TexAgs Radio. And if you're not currently a premium or varsity level subscriber to TexAgs.com, what are you waiting for? TexAgs.com is the inside source for all things Aggie sports, the leaders in breaking news coverage, in-depth analysis, recruiting scoop, and more. Whether it's exclusive long-form interviews with Aggie players and coaches or inside on the next big recruit on his way to Aggieland, nobody covers A&M like TexAgs. Jump on board now and don't miss out on the very best in A&M sports coverage. It's TexAgs.com.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
You hear their games every Friday night on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. You follow their live scores on Twitter at Zone 1150, and you listen to the podcast of their games on BrazosFootball.com. But now you can really get to know your favorite high school football players with the High School Student Athlete Profile presented by Kelly Burt Dozer. This coming Tuesday, Zone reporter Chelsea Reber sits down with College Station football player Raj Preciado and gets to know more about him on and off the field. Broadcast begins at 1:35 on the Louis Belina Show, Sports Radio 1150, and the Zone 102.7 FM. Again, that's the High School Student Athlete Profile, and it's brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozer.
Welcome back, Aggie Nation, powered by
the Eagle.
I was thrown by that song, Garen.
I wasn't sure whether it was a song or a commercial.
I didn't know what was going on there for a second. I want to remind everyone it's another high school football Friday night on the Zone. Bryan visits Huntsville tomorrow at 7. That's where we will be here on Sports Radio 1150. Rudder will take on College Station. That starts at 7 on the Zone 102.7. For information for podcasts of the games, visit BrazosFootball.com.
The Rudder game, if I'm not mistaken, the Rudder game, the team is being the run out onto the field. Breast cancer, it's breast cancer month.
It's October.
Breast cancer survivors are leading the team out onto the field. From what I understand from my Twitter watching.
Okay. I don't know, is that tweet creeping?
Yes, that's what it is. That's what
tweeping? I don't know how to say that. Anyway. So there you go. Got that going on. What else is going on out there?
Lots of good stuff.
It's a bad news.
Well,
I know for sure.
We do have some bad news. I can start with that. There was a shooting at a community college in Roseburg, Oregon, this afternoon. 13 people have died. Several others have been injured. They say the shooter has died in a gun battle with police. There's a possibility that he posted a message on social media before the shooting. So we'll have the latest on that. Very sad from Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon. It's a small community college, about 3,000 students. So we are following that story. You can get the latest at theeagle.com right now or on your app or mobile site on your phone. So in addition to that, we have a couple of less scary stories to tell you about. We will tell you about the move out at Kane Hall on the Texas A&M campus. The occupants of Kane Hall are being moved to temporary modular units on West Campus to make way for a Texas A&M on-campus hotel. So we'll tell you about the latest in that, who's moving out, where they're moving to, what you need to know if you have business in Kane Hall. But there's some modular units on West Campus, and that's what those are for, in case you're wondering. I will also tell you about the Hearn City Council is scheduled to appoint a new council member tonight to fill the spot vacated by Mayor Pro Tem Hazel Imbra, who was appointed to an empty municipal judge position last week. Also, we'll tell you about Special Olympics coming to town next week. They have registration and some ceremonial things on Thursday, and then the competition begins Friday and Saturday. They are looking for volunteers to staff some of the events. They have lots of things going on. So we'll tell you about what events they are and what you can do to help out with the Special Olympics. This is the Texas Special Olympics. So there's going to be athletes from all over the state here in town. So that's a good thing. Also, we'll give you more information about St. Joseph's new market president. With Steve Kuhlman had an interview with him, and so we'll.
Oh, I thought Steve got appointed the president.
No, no,
oh,
it was a bit, that no, would actually, big, that would have been a big story,
a big upgrade for Steve. Yeah.
Not that big. Yeah. We'll also tell you about the volunteer jam being held on Sunday out at Lake Bryan. It's KEOS's 20th anniversary, the community radio station at 89.1, celebrating its 20th year in the community with a fundraiser concert. It's a free concert, but they are accepting donations. They're encouraging donations, in fact. So we'll tell you who's playing, why you should go out there, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So head out there for that. That and lots more in tomorrow's paper. Of course, it's Garden Day, so get all your latest garden news in the Friday paper.
A lot of garden news.
A lot of garden news. We have garden columnists, in fact.
And well, that's not news. It's just a garden column. Do they call them rows if it's in a if it's about gardening? No. Columns, rows, grow things in rows.
No, we just call them columns.
you weren't even on my level there, Darren. All right, check that out. We will be back tomorrow. Just got a text from Coach G. He's going to be with us on the show tomorrow. Shereen Williams will be on the show tomorrow talking about the NFL. Of course, we'll have space news because it's Friday.